Hey, this is Fishing Frank, and I'm doing another kind of on-the-water radio fishing, and we've got FWC Officer Mike France, and I got to tell you, you know, it's kind of a rainy day, and any good advice from FWC on what to do when you have a day like today where you still might want to go fishing, but it could get nasty?
Yeah, I definitely understand the need. You want to go fishing. Just a couple things to keep in mind before you take off. Make sure that you have your safety gear. Make sure your life jackets are available and everything's good with them. Maybe check on your cell phones that you got a good app, a good immediate weather app that you could look and you could keep track of everything that way and see maybe you don't want to go south if there's a storm south on the radar. Of course, there's no substitute for just keeping your head up and looking and seeing where the clouds are.
I think that's the best advice in the world is, you know, don't get so involved. And one of the great things about being outside is you get to look around. I think when you live in town, you kind of look at your feet a lot to see where you're walking. When you get outside, you got to look at the clouds and see what's coming at you.
Absolutely. There's no substitute for real life. Let's see, a couple other things is you can always file a float plan, what we call a float plan. Just pretty much tell somebody where you're going to be most of your fishing trip. So obviously when you plan on returning, and then if there's an issue, then that person knows that you didn't return on time, and you can tell the authorities when and where he might be.
All right, what authorities should you call? Should you call the Coast Guard? Should you call FWC? You know, if somebody doesn't show up, who do you contact?
Well, you could call the Coast Guard or you could call us, FWC. The telephone number, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week number. It's our dispatch. When you call in this particular area, you would get Tampa, which is not a big deal because they dispatch for this area. But the number is 1-888-404-3922.
So that's 1-888. Give me that again.
404-3922.
I was writing it down here, and so I could post it with it. 1-888-404-3922.
3922.
Okay, 1-888-404-3922 is the number to call FWC if your buddy doesn't show back up. Now, it's hard to get guys to tell their buddy where they're going fishing, but a general location is a good idea. Like if you're going to be in Turtle Bay or on the West Wall, just say I'm going to be on the north of the West Wall or the south of the West Wall or on Turtle Bay, Bull Bay, or I'm going to be at the north end of Pine Island Sound. You don't actually have to tell your friend, I'm going to be fishing behind the third bush on the second row of Turtle Bay, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we all have our favorite fishing spots, and you know, sometimes that's just good enough to know, you know, give me five areas that I got to go to, and it really makes the rescue a lot easier and a lot expedites it quite a bit.
Well, I always get surprised by how many square miles of Charlotte Harbor there is. And how many, if you took all the shorelines and all the little islands and everything else, there's got to be at least close to 100 miles of shoreline.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I don't know how much there is, but it's
I don't either, and I should know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you talk about all the concaves that along the shoreline with the bays and the barrier islands, it's a task to go look. And then, you know, we're talking about daytime right now, but then you obviously amplify it when you're trying to find somebody at night.
Yeah, always a good idea. Now, do they still require flares on a boat?
Flares are required if you go offshore. So whenever they call it demarcation line, whichever, like pretty much across Boca Grande from the tip of Cayo Costa going straight north, whenever you're past that, flares are required. Now, that I said required. Obviously, there's no problem with having them, and you don't need them. You know, that's the best scenario there is. you can be in the harbor and certainly use flares, and that would help. Matter of fact, there was a rescue Friday night, which we used flares. There were two shot off, and we were able to find them. So it really helped.
Yeah, it's surprising how often you actually end up having to go out and rescue people. For some reason or other, they think a boat is like a car, and they're just going to get out, and somebody's going to come and help them, you know. And it's not as bad as being in an airplane, but it's still, you're pretty isolated at that point. And I always have flares with me, whether I'm inside or outside. I got in the habit years ago. I've never had to use one, but you know, on the other hand, I'd rather have them and not use them than need them and not have them.
Right, absolutely. Along those lines, if you don't use them, they expire. They expire every 5 years from the date of manufacture. So if you buy some flares, don't think they're good forever. And also, it probably wouldn't hurt if you're going to some of the, say, Walmart or ever. I mean, their flares may sit on the shelf for 6 months, a year before you actually buy them. So keep in mind that goes into the expiration date. And then when you go to, when they're expired, a lot of people ask about what to do with them. You can take them to the county recycling places. There's two here in Charlotte, and they'll take them and they'll safely dispose of them.
Yeah, I guess it's not good to save them for the 4th of July. You know. But you brought up one of the best points, and I've been telling people this for years, that is, look at the expiration date before you buy it. We have local marine supply stores and the chain stores that regularly carry these. I can order them for people, but I've gone into the store to look for them when I needed them fast and didn't want to wait to order them, and they're expired on the shelf before you even buy them. The flares are no good.
Yeah. So that's definitely a problem. And this isn't, we're not talking about food or something like that where you're going to get sick or whatever. This is we've tested them after the expiration date, and there's a reason. You probably got about depending on how fast they're expired, but they just won't work. That's why.
If you've ever gotten you take an old pack of firecrackers out that, you know, you had 20 years ago, and you go to light one, and some of them go off, and some of them wait 10 minutes and then go off. And I mean, it gets real dangerous messing with expired gunpowder.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway, been talking to the guys out there. The water's nice. It's we got a little bit of rain coming out. It's kind of broken and scattered up. So take it to sum it up, your best advice is check the life jackets, make sure you know where they are, that they're in good shape. If you have a cell phone, that will do a weather app, and keep your eyes up peeled to the horizon, and just kind of generally be aware of what's going on, I guess is the best way to say it.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's common sense, and just there's no substitute for real life.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to put the number for, when you file your float pen, I'm going to put it right below the link for the show. So I just want to thank you, Mike, for talking to us, and appreciate everything FWC does. You guys are a great ambassador for Florida out there in the water, and I really appreciate it. And this is Fish and Frank, and it's Lieutenant, isn't it?
Lieutenant, correct.
Yes, Lieutenant Mike France from Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, the FWC. And thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. Thank you again, Mike.